Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与各位弟兄姐妹同在。
Tonight, the topic for our mutual encouragement is the useless doctor.
今晚我们的主题是无用的医生。
I think we all have the experience of getting sick.
我想我们都有生病的经验。
And when we are sick, of course, the most important thing is, besides prayer, is to go to find a doctor.
那当然，在我们生病的时候，除了祷告，更重要的一件事情就是去找医生。
And in Canada, we thank God that we enjoy free healthcare.
感谢神，我们在加拿大有免费的医保。
So we don't really have to worry about not able to afford a doctor.
所以我们并不需要去担心没有办法支付医疗的费用。
But however, getting a doctor is not the most difficult part, but getting a good doctor is the difficult.
但是当然找医生并不是一件非常困难的事情，但找到好的医生却是不容易的。
That means there are maybe some not so good or not very professional doctor there.
那所以就是可能在外面有些是不太专业而且不太好的医生。
But thank God because Canada we have kind of professional mechanism that all doctor practicing they must have license.
但感谢神，我们在加拿大每一个医生他都是有执照的。
But in some countries that maybe there are some doctors.They practice, but without a proper license.
但在很多其他地方、其他国家，可能有些医生是无照来治疗。
But even professional doctors, they are licensed. That doesn't mean that they can all help us.
但当然，就这些有证照的这些医生，他们也不一定能够完全的帮助到我们。
Sometimes you go to see a doctor, but actually it just kind of waste of time and waste of money because it doesn't have any effect.
那有时候你可能去看医生，但没有任何的效果，还有结果，因为他们的治疗是没有用的。
And to the worst scenario is sometimes you see a useless doctor that they'll give you the wrong treatment or wrong medicines or postpone your treatment that can make the situation even worse.
但你可能除了浪费时间，你可能还会碰到一些医生，他们用错误的方法来治疗你，反而让结果更加糟糕。
Of course, most of us.I don't think we have any doctor here. We are just, we used to be like a patient than a doctor.
但我想在座的我们，应该没有医生，但我们都习惯了当病人。
We know what is a good doctor should be, even though we are not a doctor.
所以就算我们不是医生，我们也知道什么才是好医生。
But when we are not only physically ill, when we are like mentally or spiritually not feeling well.
但除了今天我们在肉体上可能会感到不适，如果今天是我们属灵或是心理上呢
？We always like to turn to somebody which can kind of help us or make us feel better.
我们可能都会去找那些我们觉得会让我们感到更好的。
And we read the book of Job that we see Job who was encountering so much troubles and trials.
那所以当我们读约伯记的时候，我们知道约伯他遭遇了很多的考验与患难。
And when his three friends heard.That Job was suffering so much that they came to visit him.
那当约伯的三个朋友听到约伯这样受难的时候，就来看访他。
They have spent the money, spent the time, and was with Job all those situations.
他们花了钱，花了时间来陪伴约伯。
But what did Job say about them?
但约伯对他们的评价是什么呢
？Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 13.
我们翻到约伯记十三章
，verse 4，
第四节。
Job 13 verse 4.
约伯记十三章第四节。第四节，你们是编造谎言的，都是无用的医生。
Now Job gave them a very, very straightforward, blunt comment.
那像约伯给他们一个非常直接的一个批判。
Job didn't thank them for coming, but actually saying that actually they are all useless physicians.
约伯并没有感谢他们的到来，反而说他们是无用的医生。
Not only they didn't help.But actually, they make things worse.
因为他三个朋友不仅没有帮助到他的这个情况，反而让他更糟糕。
This means these three friends gave Job the wrong judgment or wrong treatment that make Job even suffer more.
那代表这三个朋友他们给了约伯错误的议论，还有错误的治疗方法，让约伯感觉更差。
And even God was not happy with these three friends.
那就连神都不喜悦这三个朋友。
Let's turn to the book of Job 42.
我们翻到约伯记四十二章
，verse 7，
第七节。第七节，神对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说：“我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。”
Now at the end of the ordeal, that God was very angry with Eliphaz and his two friends.
那所以在最后，神他对以利法。还有他两个朋友非常的愤怒。
That you talk about me was totally out of the line and not as good as what Job said.
因为你们议论我的，不如我仆人约伯说的是。
So what we can see here is three very good person with a very good motive and have a lot of background about the truth and how it should be.
那所以其实，在我们看到这三个朋友，他们是有好的动机，有好的心。那他们其实，在他们所说的话里面，我们也看到很多真理。
But with all this good motive, but actually they make a terrible mistake.
但就算有这些好的动机，他们还是犯了非常严重的错误。
Because they make the wrong diagnosis about Job and his situation.
因为他们做了对约伯错误的诊断。
So the question is, could we be the same, making the same mistake in our life?
那所以我们要问自己，今天我们是否在生活中也会犯同样的错误呢？
That we see someone besides us and need help, need comfort, and we try to be there.Try to say something, and then at the end we find out that actually we make things even worse.
那我们可能看到有些人他们需要帮助，所以我们就会去花时间愿意去陪伴他们。但最后我们发现，我们反而让这个情况更加糟糕。
So we could all simply make this mistake very easily.
那所以我们很轻易的也会犯这样子的错误。
So in order to prevent us from making even more of this mistake, we see how they make all these mistakes.
那所以就让我们能够去预防自己将来也做犯下这样子的错误，我们就来看这三朋友他们是如何做错的。
And hopefully we will not be like a useless physician in the future.
希望我们在未来不会是无用的医生。
But maybe we were all useless physicians for a while already that we didn't know. We thought we were doing the right thing, but actually it doesn't help.
那或是我们已经做了无用的医生有一段时间了，但我们并不知道。
So let's see how they did it.
那我们来看他们是做了什么。
Now these three friends they gather around Job for 7 days and 7 nights.
那所以这约伯这三个朋友同约伯陪伴他了七天七夜。
Let's turn to chapter 2:13.
我们翻到约伯记二章十三节。
Chapter 2:13.
第二章十三节，十三节，他们就同他七天七夜坐在地上，一个人也不向他说句话，因为他极其痛苦。
Now, the first stage of these three friends is they came to visit Job.
那这第一个场景就是约伯这三个朋友来看他。
And sit with him 7 days and 7 nights.
同他坐在地上七天七夜。
And they are not speaking anything with him.
一句话也不向他说。
Because Job was terribly suffering, terribly, horribly.
因为约伯他极其痛苦。
Now,When we go to visit somebody in hospital,
那当我们今天去医院探访一个人的时候
usually we, when we are there, usually we have to say something, right?
然后通常我们在那边的时候都会说一些话。
Okay, let's rewind the last time when you visit somebody in the hospital, especially a church member, usually what do you say?
我们想一下上一次我们去医院探访教会同龄的时候我们通常都说什么。
I don't think anybody will just go to the hospital and see the person there and then,Look at him for 1 hour without saying a word, and then go home, right? Nobody would do that. It's terrible.
我想应该没有人会去医院看一个人，然后进去看到他，然后就盯着他看一个小时，然后一句话都不说，因为这还蛮糟的。
Because you go there, you got to say something. Otherwise, why you are there?
因为你都去了，你就应该说一些话，要不然你为什么要去呢？
Because silence is sometimes very embarrassing.
因为沉默有时候非常的尴尬。
For example, if you go with your friends for lunch and you sit there, you don't talk. See what happened, right?
就像你今天跟你的朋友去吃饭，然后坐在那边一句话都不说。
And you go to visit somebody in the hospital, you don't say anything.
那你到医院看一个人，但你一句话也不讲。
Now why they don't say anything?
那他们为什么什么话都不说呢？
Because they don't know what to say.
因为他们不知道要说什么。
And they saw Job who was suffering so much, and he wasn't able to speak at all.
他们看约伯非常的痛苦，也一句话也不能讲。
So they choose not to say anything, but I think it's a bit too long, right? 7 days and 7 nights. The whole week.
所以他们就选择一句话都不说，但七天七夜可能有点长了。
But at least they travel all this journey just to be there with him.
但我们要看约伯这三个朋友，长途跋涉到那边就只是为了要陪伴他。
I think looking back the whole ordeal, that 7 days and 7 nights probably was the best moment, the best thing they ever did to Job, because silence is gold, right? Sometimes, and if you don't know what to say, it's better remain silent.
那所以我想，这七天七夜可能是在约伯记里面最美好的时刻，因为有时候沉默是金，有时候你不知道讲什么，沉默也是对的。
Because when the friends start to say something, actually they make Job feel even worse.
那因为当约伯这三个朋友开始讲话的时候，反而让约伯感到更糟。
Sometimes when we try to comfort someone,
那有时候我们试着去安慰一些人。
We try to help the situation.
我们试着去帮忙。
But actually, you don't really have to say a lot of things if you don't know what to say.
但其实当你不知道该说什么的时候，你反而不说是好的。
What can you say? What can they say to Job?
那他们能够对约伯说什么呢
？Can they encourage him?
他们能勉励他吗？
Not really, right? Because what he went through, Job doesn't even understand. How can you encourage somebody who doesn't understand?
那可能也不行，因为约伯他连自己都不知道为什么会遭遇这些事情。
Can you comfort him?
你能安慰他吗
？Well, you didn't go through all this. How can you comfort someone?
你并没有去经历这一切，你要如何去安慰他
？Let's say somebody who is sitting, lying on a hospital bed.
那我们看有一个人躺在病床上。
Wow, he's suffering after this operation.
那他在这个手术之后，非常的痛苦。
And then you are there.
那你在那边
？You're very healthy.
你非常健康。
You say, you know, don't worry. After 1 week, you'll be all right.
你对他说，不要担心，你一个礼拜之后就好了。
You can endure this.
你可以忍受，你可以承受这些的。
Well, it's easy for you to say, but actually, you didn't experience this before.
那当然说的容易，但你并没有去经历这些。
So actually, sometimes it's not easy to say something correct and right.
那所以有时候其实反而要让我们去说正确。的事情是很困难的。
So for those who are suffering or down or distressed, sometimes you just be there with the person. Maybe he's already provided some help.
那所以反而你看到一个人在痛苦啊、在啊啊、忧伤的时候，反而你在那边一句话不说，陪伴就是好的。
Especially this is important for those who is suffering, but he didn't know why he's still in trials.
那尤其是那些他们现在在痛苦中，但却不明白的。
You have just to be there with him and her.
你只需要在那边陪伴他。
And that is the best thing you can ever provide.
那这也是你能够为他做的最好的事情。
He doesn't have the answer why he have to suffer.
因为他也没有答案，他为什么受苦。
And of course, you don't even have the answer.
那当然，你也没有答案。
But if you be there, you just make him or her feel somebody cares and somebody loves.
但当你在那边的时候，你反而会让他觉得有人在关心他。
I think this is called visitation, right?
那我想这个就是。访问。
In our church, you know, of course we see each other in the chapel.
那当然，我们在教会都看到彼此。
But when we heard that some brother or sister going through some difficult times, we should go to visit.
那当我们听到一些同龄他们遭受一些患难的时候，我们就要去访问他们。
Even though you are not like church council members or you are not arranged to visit somebody.
那就算你不是教会职务会，或是你被安排要去访问他们。
But You are the brother and sister. If you really care about that person,
但是你们都是弟兄姐妹。如果你真的在乎他
，you will make the effort.
你就会花功夫。
So these three friends actually they make the effort to visit Job, and that is a very wonderful and beautiful part.
那所以这三个朋友他们就下了功夫要去访问约伯。那这也是最美好的
Today,
美丽的地方。
Do we have this love and care to brothers and sisters?
那我们今天对弟兄姐妹是否有这样子的关心？
This is something that we have to think about.
这也是我们要去思考的。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing 337.
我们先唱赞美诗337首。
Every time we think about how Jesus included us.
那每一次，当我们去思考耶稣拣选我们。
He always care about us.
他永远都在乎我们。
337.
337。
Let's look at the first useless physician is called Eliphaz.
那我们再看第一个无用的医生就是以利法。
He make a few speech.
他做了一些他讲了一些话。
Was recorded in chapter 4.
那就在第四章。
Chapter 15.
第十五章。
And also chapter 22.
还有第二十二章。
So he make three rounds of speech.
讲了三轮的话。
Basically, he was accusing Job.
那他就是在责备约伯。
He's saying that, you know, you go through all this because you must have committed a very serious sin.
那他就说约伯，你今天遭遇这些是因为你犯了严重的罪。
And if you didn't commit sin, why would God let this happen to you?
那若你今天没有犯罪的话，为什么神要让这一切发生在你身上呢？
Now, what he said was half true.
那他说的是一半正确。
Because in a very normal situation, if somebody did something very wrong, very wicked, and God will punish him immediately, let him suffer so much.
那因为当一个人他真的犯罪得罪神的时候，神他会愤怒，就会惩罚他。
But that is only part of the truth. It's not always happen like this.
但这是一半的真理，因为并不是每一次都是这样。
Because some people did something very bad, but God didn't punish him immediately, or maybe waited a very long time.
因为当有些人犯罪或有些人做错事，神并没有立刻的处罚他，可能就等了一段时间。
Or some people did something very wicked, but God didn't punish them at all in this life. They live a very long life.
又或是今天一个人他在他做了许多的坏事，但神在他今生并没有惩罚他。
They live long, they enjoy prosperity.
他们长寿而且昌盛。
They are better off than most people.
那他们比一般人都过得更好。
And for Job's situation was even more unique.
那对于约伯的这个情况反而是更独特的。
Because that there was a debate happening in the spiritual realm.
那因为是在属灵的这个国度里面，灵界有这个争论。
Devil want to accuse Job.
啊，这个魔鬼撒旦想要攻击控告约伯。
God allow Satan to attack him.
那神他也同意让撒旦去攻击约伯。
But God has full confidence that Job will survive this test without forsaking God.
但神他对约伯有非常大的信心。他觉得约伯一定可以承受过这些而不离弃神。
So all this spiritual conversation that nobody on earth is able to understand anything.
那所以这些在灵界所有的对话，在属世上没有任何一个人可以了解。
So this means something happening in the spiritual realm is beyond our understanding.
那所以这一切在灵界发生的事情是超乎我们想象的。
We should avoid jumping into judgment of certain person based on their.Circumstances very easily.
那所以我们不应该很轻易的去论断别人。
Now let's look at what以利法 say that make Job so much suffering.
那我们来看以利法他到底说了什么，让约伯更加的痛苦。
Let's read chapter 4.
我们看第四章。
Verse 1-5.
一到五节。第一节，提曼人以利法回答说。人若想与你说话，你就厌烦吗？但谁能忍住不说呢？第三节，你素来教导许多的人，又坚固软弱的手。第四节，你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人，你又使软弱的膝稳固。第五节，但现在祸患临到你，你就昏迷哀噤你便惊慌。
Now, basically, this is the beginning statement of Eliphaz.
这是以利法他所有的这个言论的起头。
That followed by Job's speech in chapter 3.
这是接着在约伯在第三章里所说的话。
What did he say in chapter 3?
约伯在第三章里说了什么？
Job cursed his own birthday.
约伯他咒诅自己的生日。
Well, people like birthday, right? That's why they buy cakes, they sing birthday song, and they have birthday party.
那我想大家都非常的喜欢生日，所以才会买蛋糕，才会唱生日歌。
The happier your life is, the more you like to enjoy your birthday.
你最可能在最喜欢的日子就是你的生活就你的生活越开心了。
The more you like birthday.
如果你今天越喜欢你自己生日的话，你的生活会越开心。
你越开心，你会越喜欢自己的。
越开心，你会越开心，你会越庆祝自己的生日。
Look at the children, right? If they are happy life, they're waiting for the birthday to come.
我们就看这小朋友就经常在等他们自己的生日来。
The life already very happy. They know their parents going to bring them something good on birthday.
那因为他们这个生活已经非常的快乐，他们知道他们的家长会帮他们买蛋糕。
But actually, for those whose life is very miserable,
但对于那些生活非常痛苦的人
，they don't want to celebrate their birthday.
他们不想要去庆祝自己的生日。
I know somebody, they always forget even their own birthday.
那我知道有些人他们都还会忘记自己的生日。
Oh, there's nothing to celebrate about. Life is too tough for me.
那他们觉得生活非常的困难，其实没有什么好庆祝的。
I know even somebody doesn't even know their own birthday.
那我也知道有一些人，他们连自己的生日是什么时候都不知道。
When I go to Africa, I see some very poor kids. I ask them, "What is your birthday?" So I don't know. I only know the year. I don't know the date.
那当我去非洲的时候，看到有一些很贫困的孩子，问他们说你生日是什么时候？他说我不知道，我只知道我哪一年出生的。
And sometimes I ask some old fellow senior in our church. They were born so many years ago.
那问一些在教会比较年长的这些同龄，他们在很多年前就出生。
They say when I was born, there was war, so we were running, we don't have food, so that's not easy.
那他们说我出生的时候是在战乱的时间，所以我们经常要逃跑，然后没有食物吃。
Now for Job, he had a good life, but now his life is turned upside down.
那约伯他有很好的生活，但现在180度的转弯。
So that's why he didn't really want to celebrate his birthday.
那这才是为什么他不想要去庆祝自己的生日。
And then even curse his own birthday.
他反而咒诅自己的生日。
Wow, because he cannot curse God.
那因为他不能咒诅神。
He cannot curse people.
他也不能咒诅人。
And then he cannot curse himself.
那他也不能咒诅自己。
But now he can choose something he can curse.
那所以他要选一个东西让他来咒诅。
Birthday.
那就是生日。
Because if I were not born on that day, it would be better off for me.
那因为若我没有在那天出生，那我
反而是更好的。
Now, we must understand why a person says something like this.
那我们一定要去明白为什么一个人会说这些话。
I think if we were sitting there, we would just like Job's three friends, we would say the same thing.
那我想，如果我们今天也是在约伯那三个朋友的位置的话，我们也会说一样的话。
We would say, oh no no no, we cannot curse birthday.
我们会对他说，我们不能咒诅自己的生日。
Why cannot curse birthday?
那为什么呢
？No, on that birthday, you know, God allowed you to be born. How can you curse birthday?
那因为在那天神他同意让你出生，你怎么可以去咒诅他
？You know, don't curse even birthday.
对，所以不要咒诅自己的生日。
And then Job said, I really want to die than live, right? It's better for me to die if you read verse 20 on.
那如果我们继续读第三章二十节以下，约伯会觉得说死比活着更好。
Let's read.
第二十节，受患难的人为何有光赐给他呢？心中愁苦的人为何有生命赐给他呢？
21.
二十一节，他们切望死，却不得死，求死胜于求隐藏的珍宝。
22.
二十二节，他们寻见坟墓就快乐，极其欢喜。
Now here Job really described that, wow, for those who are suffering so much, it's better for him to die than to live.
所以这里约伯他已经说到，那些生不得死的人，其实死了反而更好。
And he is just like that.
那他就像这些人一样。
Verse 24.
二十四节，我未曾吃饭就发出叹息，我哀哼的声音涌出如水。
Continue.
二十五节，因我所恐惧的临到我身，我所惧怕的因我而来。二十六节，我不得安逸，不得平静，也不得安息，却有患难来到。
Now you can put all this together.
那我们现在可以把这一切都放在一起。
Job cursed his birthday.
约伯咒诅自己的生日。
Job said that it's better for somebody who suffers so much to die than to live.
约伯说，这受这大患难的人，死比活着更好。
And Eliphaz start rebuking him, said you shouldn't have said all this.
以利法就开始责备他。
Why?
约伯说你不应该说这些话，为什么呢
？In the past, you encourage people. Now, why don't you be stronger? You could have been doing better than this.
那说你在过去都一直勉励人、鼓励人，你为什么这次不能够承受呢
？And now you're going through something, and then you're frightened. You're backing off.
那你现在经历这些事，遭遇了一些事情，你就开始惊慌，开始退后。
That's what we read, chapter 4, verse 1 to 4, 5, right?
这是我们刚刚读的第四章一到五节。
Now, what's wrong here?
在这里有哪些错
？What's wrong here, brother and sister？
好，在以利法说这些话有哪些错
？Did Eliphaz say anything wrong？
以利法说了什么错误的话
？In terms of truth, he didn't say anything wrong。
在真话真理上，他并没有说错什么。
Yes, you should have been stronger。
是你应该要更坚强。
Be strong。
你要坚强。
Don't complain。
也不要抱怨。
You shouldn't complain curse your own birthday.
那你不应该去抱怨咒诅自己的生日。
You shouldn't be looking for death.
你不应该求死。
But on a person who is already very weak.
但对一个已经非常软弱的人。
He will feel even worse when he hear all this.
那当他听到这些话的时候，他会感觉更痛苦。
Because there was no emotional support.
因为在这里没有任何情感上的支持。
They just give them teaching.
那只是给他的教导。
No, you should do this, or you shouldn't do this.
但你应该这么做，你不应该这么做。
Yeah, for a person who is emotional so down and so weak, they don't really care about what should or shouldn't.
当一个人在这个心理上已经非常脆弱的时候，他们不会去在乎他应该或不应该做什么。
They just want to say the complaint out and then let the emotional go out.
他们只是想要抒发、发泄自己的情绪，想要抱怨。
But immediately Job was stopped. Said, No, you shouldn't say this.
但很快的，这以利法就对约伯说，你不应该说这些。
And then, wow, Job was even more hurt and more angry.
那约伯他就更加痛苦而且生气。
Because you are not even allowed to express your disappointment and emotion.
因为他反而并不能去抒发自己的情绪。
So I think that is the first point that the useless doctor Eliphaz has done to Job.
那我想，这就是无用的医生以利法他对约伯做的第一件事情。
Can you imagine if you are like not feeling well, you go to see a doctor?
那你可以想象，你今天感觉不适，然后你去找医生。
I don't know what kind of pain you always go to see a doctor, right?
我不知道你可能通常会有什么样子的痛苦，可能头痛、
pain,
胃痛、
diarrhea, whatever.
拉肚子等等什么。
We go to see the doctor. I say, oh, doctor, you know, headache here.
那你去找医生，你跟他说你头痛。
My head just like so pain, like the want to explode.
那你觉得你跟他说啊，你头非常的疼痛，感觉像爆炸。
Now if the doctor tell you,
如果医生跟你说
，you shouldn't feel like this，
你不应该这么感觉。
This is not good. You be stronger. When you feel stronger, when you are stronger, you would have headache.
你应该更坚强。你如果再坚强一点，你就不会感到疼痛。
You have to try your usual determination to overcome it.
你要用你的决心来战胜它。
Or I ask you, what have you done to make yourself into this situation?
或者是医生问你说，你做了什么让你自己感觉不
适？ You didn't take care of yourself.
你没有好好照顾自己。
Right. Wow. And then give you all the blame and teaching. What will you feel?
那开始给你很多的责备还有教导，你会怎么感觉
？I think we all know somehow we make certain mistakes.
那我想有时候我们可能都会犯同样的错误。
But actually, before we need the teaching, all we need is to be understood and at least to be shown empathy.
那其实我觉得在我们领受这所有的教训教导之前，我们是要感受到被理解。
So next time, if we really try to like help the person,
那所以下一次当我们开始去帮助一个人的时候
，Maybe we should not start by saying that you should or you shouldn't or you should have.
那或许我们不应该去直接跟这个人讲说你应该或者你就应该怎么曾经应该怎么做。
Maybe we should let the person to say a bit more.
那或许我们应该要让这个人他说更多。
Maybe we should say, "Wow, it must be very tough for you to go through this."
那或许我们应该说的是你经历这些一定非常的困难吧。
I don't even know if I can handle because only you know your suffering.
我都不知道我能不能去忍受这些，因为只有你自己知道自己的痛苦。
You shouldn't say, you shouldn't have said this, or you know, you're sinning against God if you complain.
那你不应该直接对他们说你应该这么做，或是你一定是犯罪得罪神。
But Eliphaz, he was having so much urge to correct Job, start from the beginning.
但以利法他在一开始就很想要赶快去纠正约伯。
But Lord Jesus Christ, before He corrects us, He always shows love to us.
但主耶稣在他纠正我们之前，他都会先让我们看到他的爱。
Let's sing 338.
我们来唱赞美诗338首。
惊醒无忧伤悔过主赦免拯救命双生一生他拯救命清晨的手他拯救我满黑暗中进入光明赞美主你他拯救我你们的你流宝血洁净了我因我现在最终可怜主神是守着我从生命中他拯救我用慈爱上他拯救我从黑暗中进入光明我为主名他拯救我
I know it well. Why I cannot do is a little bit of me. From the gates and he lived on me.
用慈爱手他拯救我从黑暗中进入光明赞美主名他拯救我
What can lift a person?
有什么是能够提升拯救一个人
？He said, "It's the love of Lord Jesus Christ."
这里说是主的爱。
Sometimes when we are so low, we cannot even get up.
有时候我们 太软弱，我们根本没有办法爬起来。
And when the person is so low down there, you tell them all the teaching is useless.
当一个人已经软弱的时候，你跟他讲所有的教训教导都是无用的。
But when you show him love,
但当你啊、爱他，当你给他爱
，and that person will slowly standing up and then going up to a higher level to find out what his problem is.
啊，那个人就能够慢慢的啊爬起来、站起来，并且去找到自己。
Now, so Eliphaz, he didn't really allow Job to complain or to even curse his own birthday.
那所以以利法他并没有给约伯任何的机会来抱怨或是咒诅他的生日。
And then he even said, Job, you know, you must have sinned against God.
他反而还对约伯说，你一定是得罪神了。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
我们翻到约伯记第四章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
第四章第八节，第八节，按我所见，跟罪孽、中毒害的人都照样收割。
He said, "You must have sown a seed of wickedness. That's why you are now harvesting these troubles."
那这里说，你肯定是啊，耕种了罪孽，那所以你遭遇了这些困难。
He said, "According to my observation."
他说：“按我所见。”
Now, this word, according to my observation, is commonly used by us.
那这样子的“按我所见”就好像是我们经常会用的自己的见解。
Say, in my opinion.
啊，我的看法。
According to my experience.
从我的经历上来说。
According to what I see all these years.
可能是按我所看见的。
Well, because we're human being, according to our very limited experience, sometimes it's right, but sometimes actually it's very wrong.
因为我们是人类，所以很多时候按我们今天有限的经历，有时候我们是对的，有时候是错的。
Even you are 99% right.
那就算你是99%都是对的。
But sometimes we just face out that 1% time that we all make terrible mistake about judging other people.
那可能就那个唯独剩下的这1%。就是我们犯下非常的严重的错误。
Sometimes we think that person must be very bad, got very angry with him.
那很多时候我们可能，有时候我们可能会觉得啊，有一个人，这个人让神非常的愤怒。
Maybe you are better than him.
啊，或许你会觉得你自己比他好。
Maybe you are punished, God is punishing him.
或许你觉得是神在惩罚他。
But you know, at the end, God said, actually, that person is better than you.
但最后，神可能反而跟你说，这个人比你还好。
And you have to ask him to pray for you so that you can be forgiven.
那你还要请这个人来为你祷告，让你得到赦免。
So what does it really tell us?
那所以这告诉我们什么
？Do not judge other people easily.
不要轻易的去论断人。
Because it is very dangerous.
因为这很危险。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们翻到马太福音。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 1.
马太福音七章一节。第一节，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Two.
第二节，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Verse three.
第三节，为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
Four.
第四节，你自己眼中有梁木，只能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
Five.
第五节，你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Actually, we don't see very clearly because we all have our plank in our eyes.
那其实很多时候我们看事情看得不是那么清楚，因为我们眼中都有这个梁木。
Why we are saying other people have this problem? Actually, we have even bigger problem.
那为什么我们今天会常说啊，这个人有他有这个问题？那反而我们没有去看到自己。
So that's why it is better not jump into judgment.About judging other people.
那所以这告诉我们不要太过武断去论断人。
It's better to judge ourselves.
很多时候我们应该去议论论断自己。
So Eliphaz, he doesn't allow Job to speak, to complain, and then he immediately jumps saying that, okay, you must have committed sin.
那所以利法他并没有给约伯任何抒发的机会，反而他立刻的就去责备他说你犯罪了。
So actually that makes Job feel even worse.
那就是让约伯感到更加的难受。
It's like a patient given a wrong dose of medicine and make his suffering triple, quadruple.
那就像这个病人，他一个病人他吃了错误的药，让他的疼痛翻倍的增加。
So we have to learn from the mistake of Eliphaz.
那所以我们要从以利法身上的错误来学习。
We'll continue later.
我们之后再继续。
Let's sing him to conclude.
我们来唱赞美诗。
336
首。